That is why the way, if you see the very first chapter, the first sentence, Jayasi Yachet Karmanaha Te Mata Buddhihi Janardana Tat Kim Karmani Ghore Mam Niyojayasi Keshava. He says, if you think that buddhi is greater than karma, then why do you throw me into this terrible action, not only action, Gore Karmani Mam Niyojayasi. Why do you throw me into this gore action? Idharaya. You have come exactly at the right moment.
I am late, okay.
I am just starting the very first sentence now. So, Arjuna is impressed by the fact that buddhi is to be settled in Brahma. And therefore he says that the buddhi, according to you, is more important than karma. So that is why the third chapter starts with this question. If according to you, buddhi is more important than karma, then why do you throw me into action, and then to terrible action? And therefore he complains now, he says, Vyami sheneva vakyena buddhim mohyasi eva eva me tat ekam vada nishchitya yena shreyah aham apnuyam. You are mohyasi, you are bewildering buddhim, you are, my intelligence is bewildered. Vyami sheneva vakyena, such sentences which are ambiguous. Sometimes it gives one kind of meaning, sometimes it gives another kind of meaning. Therefore, tat ekam vada nishchitya. Decide one thing. As if Sri Krishna was not decisive. So he says, tat ekam vada nishchitya yena shreya aham apnuyam. Therefore, you tell me one thing, having firmly decided, as to where, means by which Shreyaha aham apnuyam, so that my highest welfare is secured. Don't tell me this also and that also. The whole point is that the teaching is complex. Sri Krishna has got to say that knowledge is far superior to action. Because that is the natural relationship between action and knowledge. But therefore it doesn't mean that action has no place. And that is the subtle thing that Arjuna is not able to grasp. That because knowledge is superior to action, it does not mean therefore that you have to give up action. Sri Krishna has never said that karma is less important than akarma. That he has not said knowledge is more important than karma. That's right, fine. That is the starting point. But Sri Krishna does not say that karma is less important than akarma. In fact, Sri Krishna will say that karma is superior to inaction. That will be later on Sri Krishna will explain. That actually speaking, I have told you that knowledge is superior to action, but action is superior to inaction. It is the relationship. Arjuna only wants to say what is the best. Only one thing you tell me. But the real thing is that the world is not absolutely black and white. The world is a complex reality. And there are complexities of relationships. Therefore, even it is not correct to say do this and nothing else. And even when I am telling you this, you are not accepting it. When I tell you, look, fight. Even that you are not accepting, because why? Your ideas are coming into the picture, your knowledge comes into the picture, therefore I must settle your knowledge first. So that is why the relationship between knowledge and action, and between action and inaction, has to be understood. And then at a later stage we are still to come to the real action, the real motive of action in bhakti. So that also has to be seen, we shall come to that later on. But for the moment, we have only these two terms, knowledge and action. So this is the complaint that Arjuna makes.